Banks and the play-by-play story for game two tonight. Here's Brian Bear.
All right, John, hopefully we will be able to make it through the explosion of baby powder that's made it up the Blackman cheering section here tonight. For the visiting Riverdale Warriors, number 32, Donye Burnett, 6'2", senior guard. Number 15, Tomas Gray, 6', junior guard. Number 5, Will Cantrell, 6', senior guard. Number 11, Stephen Wilson, 6', senior guard. And number 12, Marcellus Odom, a 5'9", senior guard. Burnett, Gray, Cantrell, Wilson, and Odom for Riverdale. For Blackman, Quindell Cousin, number 1, 6'2", junior forward. Number 35, Damian Sales, a 6'2", senior guard. Number 15, Darius Thompson, 6', junior guard. Number 2, Alec McMiller, 5'11", junior guard. And number 42, Terrence Smotherman, a senior. Blackman going with Cousin, Sales, Thompson, McMiller, and Smotherman. Burnett and Smotherman to jump center, controlled by no one. It went out of bounds. So it is going to be Riverdale basketball. It was tipped out of bounds. It was tipped out by Burnett. I think it should be Blackman's basketball because nobody touched it, and it was touched. But it must have hit somebody here out of bounds on the side.
It did. I think it hit a Blackman player the last second.
So that is going to be the case. It's going to be Riverdale to toss in from the near sideline. And we're underway. The Warriors moving right to left as we see it, clad in the cardinal and gold uniforms. Ball stripped away. And then a foul on Burnett. So Burnett picks up the first foul. Thompson going to toss in right here in front of us. For some reason, there's a lot of toilet paper that has been brought into the gym by the Riverdale, or by the Blackman fans, student section, if you will. So we'll see if that comes out a bit tonight. McMiller works left wing, has to give it up, and does out front to Cousin, and now finds Sales. Back to Cousin. McMiller, Sales, now to McMiller again, left wing. Drives to the foul line, nothing there. Sales, right wing, now just pulls up for three. Swish! Damian Sales, the first bank three to get things started.
Everybody just backed off and let McMiller just pop it, and he did.
Blackman is picking the pressure up right at midcourt. Burnett, trapped, shovels it over to Wilson. Bounce pass back over to Burnett. He's double-teamed. And coming out to help is Marcellus Odom. Burnett dribbles around in the corner. Fires it over to Gray. Gray cutting free. Underneath is Odom, 4-2, off the right block.
Pretty good patience there by Riverdale. That swarming defense by Blackman. They made a couple of good passes and found Odom down low.
Thompson brings it across the timeline now. They're clad in the white uniforms. Orange numbers. An orange and navy trim in the paint. Pull-up jumper. Fadeaway style is good for Cousin. District regular season champion, Blackman Blaze, dethroning two- or three-time champ Siegel to take the crown this year. And there was conversation that it may ball tipped out of bounds. And I meant to find that out and don't know this for a fact, but don't think Blackman has ever won the regular season.
I don't think they have either.
And ever won the tournament. They did get to a sectional round because they won a region. Ball stolen away by the Blaze. Drive to the lane. Bounce pass from guess who? Thompson. Over to McMiller, and it's good. And a timeout, Riverdale. 7-2 your score. And John's going to have a word here from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Well, Brian, when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with a professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. Bob Parks Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. You know, Brian, an interesting information to that. I think Kevin Woodson was the coach of the Blackman Blaze when they got to that sectional, did they not?
He was, yes.
So that's kind of a, you know, ironic.
He was the very first head coach, boys head coach.
That was a David Price team, I believe.
Here at Blackman, yes. David Price, the pitcher for the Rays, played some round ball for Kevin. After Kevin came Kyle Turnham, and now Barry Wertman in his second year, and the Blaze win the regular season. Got a score coming up on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as well. Riverdale in the corner, left side. Shot is fired up, and it is no good by Gray. Rebound put back. Burnett glides in there. Donye Burnett. Seven to four. Your score, Blaze up. 31 to 20. Laverne leads Siegel 31 to 20 at the half in boys basketball on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Smotherman stopped in the corner. Now Sales fade away for three again. This one bangs all around the rim, just doesn't fall. Coming down the floor, Burnett was touched, so not over and back. Burnett double-teamed. Gets the bounce pass over to Cantrell. In the corner to Wilson. They're all over him anytime he gets the ball. He's a three-point threat for sure. Odom back to Burnett. Lob in the corner, fakes the shot, doesn't take it, does Wilson. Deep in the corner, now back out front. Odom, near side to Gray. Gray penetrates, flips it back out to Odom. Now Wilson, Wilson for three from downtown, no good. Rebound, war for it, and there's going to be a foul called on Riverdale on the rebound. And it's on Burnett. That's two for him. That is not good news for the Warrior fans.
Burnett is really getting up on the boards, and I think it's almost a little bit out of control because he's hustling so much and maybe getting a little bit out of position there.
Logan Thigpen going to check in here. Next dead ball. Smotherman feeds down low. The high low goes down to Cousin, and he scores. They've hit just about everything tonight.
Thing of beauty there by Cousins.
9-4. In favor of the Blaze. 5-point lead. Odom to Wilson. Back to Odom. They get it down the floor. Now left wing. Burnett, bounce pass. Odom gets it. Wilson looks over the three. He's trapped in the corner. Got to get rid of it. Ball rolling around. Picked off by Smotherman. Long pass up to Thompson. Thompson's got a one-on-one. Stutter steps, glides in there, too hard. Smotherman with the rebound and toss in off the glass. Smotherman there to follow it up. 11-4 Blaze. Wilson way out here. Top of the key now, Odom. Back to Burnett between the circles. Moving right to left, now near wing. Odom, Burnett, pull up for three, top of the key, bangs off the front of the rim, rebound, out of bounds, last touched by Gray, looked like Sales, but the official pointed in Blackman's direction. They're about ready to tip it off at least 5 minutes ago, says Corby Yarborough, covering the Smyrna-Oakland game for the Daily News Journal tomorrow. Senior night at Oakland as well, so they're a little behind. Working between the rings is McMiller. Taking his time. K.J. Dowdy just checked in. Dowdy over near side to Thompson. Now in the lane. Sales glides in there and travels. Woodson coming in. I failed to tell you a second ago that Logan Thigpen came in for the Warriors. Walking it down the floor, Odom. Burnett out of the game with two early fouls here in the first quarter. Bounce pass over to Odom. Now deeper in the corner, Woodson. Trapped there, got to get rid of it, and has it stripped from him. In the backcourt, Thompson loses it. Picked up by Will Cantrell. I'm sorry, Tomas Gray. In the lane, ball rolling around. Jump ball or just taken away by Smotherman. They never called the jump. McMiller fires it in the corner, left wing to Thompson. Now back to Dowdy. They reset. Dowdy near side. Feed goes underneath. and they can't get the feed in to Smotherman. Turnover, Blaze. Odom brings it down. Odom for three. Yes, sir. First spank. Left wing. Three-point basket. 11-7. Blackman still on top with a minute 39 left, even though the clock says second quarter. It's got to be the first, right? Okay.
You're right.
Didn't know if they were playing this one with only three quarters. Doughty glides in foul line. Now back outside to McMiller. Now Doughty for three from the left wing. No good. Too long. Rebound. Thompson with the rebound. No look pass. Tried to tip it up. Smotherman tipped and tipped again. And finally the rebound pulled down after the missed shot by Riverdale. Cantrell to Woodson. Bounce pass to Odom. Can he get to it? He does, and saves it right to Mr. Darius Thompson, who then flushes it. Darius Thompson with the slam.
He made that look easy, didn't he?
He just moves so effortlessly. Whatever you said. In the corner, there's a whistle. Say it again for me.
Effortlessly.
Effortlessly. There you go. Have to hear it a time or two. And I talk for a living. That's a shame.
I have no comment. I refuse to answer anything.
Freeze. Freeze and Mayer.
Well, it is
for the Blaze. What's it going to be like in the district tournament about this time next week?
We'll be both talking like Elmer Fudd or something.
I don't know. Riverdale inbounds. Woodson trapped in the corner. Got to get out of some trouble here, and does. Gives it over to Odom. Bounce pass to Gray. Now Odom, bounce pass back over to Gray. Never got there. Doughty stepped in the way. Boy, Blackman's defense is smothering right now. Six Riverdale turnovers. Freeze to Thompson, and now Thompson brings it back out near midcourt, and he's going to hold for the last shot with 16 seconds. Odom going to come out and pass. Doughty back to Thompson with 10. With 8, with 7, with 6. The pass over to Freeze with 5, with 4. Now Doughty from right wing. Three-pointer. No good. Tip up. No time. And that's the end of the first quarter of play with your score. Blackman 13, Riverdale 7 on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS. Now our Toots timeout.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins with you here tonight. Start of the second quarter. Blackman to inbound. And Thompson brings it across the timeline now. They're moving left to right toward the concession stand. Bounce pass gets it in to Cousin. Now back out to Doughty out front. Coat is off for Coach Wertman. Turning, spinning in the lane. Thompson has thrown it away. Gray coming down the near sideline. Stutter steps, gets in there. Ball rolling around. Loose. Thigpen picks it up. Goes up and is hacked. So, the foul on Mayer, Josh Mayer. First foul on Blackman. No, it's the second one. I've missed one somewhere. Big pin at the foul line. Need these. Logan misses the first. There will be another one. Shot it and missed it. Rebound. Donye Burnett had it almost, and almost had it over the back there, it looked like. But anyway, down the floor. Thompson down low, gets it inside. Mayer goes up, blocked by Thigpen, and out of bounds. It went back off of Mayer as it went out of bounds.
Good defense by Logan Thigpen. His dad, Kenneth, would be proud.
Burnett into the corner. Somebody has it over there. I have no idea who. They're trapped in the corner. Woodson is mugged by somebody. Probably Freeze.
I don't know. I'm freezing up.
Coach is going to be told one more time by somebody. Something's going on the officials don't like, and they say one more time it's over. So whatever the case. 30-second timeout. Let's send it back. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball. 13-7, Blackman leads.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air, and the toilet paper coming out, Brian.
Well, yes, there was no foul, by the way. Riverdale got the timeout before the foul. Three-pointer by Woodson. It's no good from the far corner. Rebound, and here come the Blaze. Cousins stopped. And now gives it back up to Dowdy. And they reset. The Blackman student section is now fanned out all throughout the gym here. Something is up. Inspector Gadget's not here, though, so I have no idea what's going on.
Well, he could be, Brandon.
Dowdy, now Freeze. Freeze open for three, and it's too long. Rebound, Odom brings it down the floor. Gives it up to Burnett, Donye. Going to be stopped from penetrating. Now Odom for three from way downtown. This one no good. Rebound put back, far side. Burnett there.
Well, he came from the top of the key and went in there and sneaked in and got that rebound.
4-point lead for Blackman. Blackman has not scored in this quarter in the first 2 minutes. Thompson over to Freeze. Way out there, left wing. Mayer. Over near side. Throwing it around the outside arc here. Freeze between the circles. Come near side. Near side to Thompson. Thompson drives, penetrates. Now Dowdy for three. Lets it fly. It's no good. Bodies fly on the rebound. Two on the floor. Burnett and Cousin got tangled up. Everybody's okay here. Now Burnett brings it down the floor in the corner. Gray feeds it off inside. Gray gets it in to Burnett. Burnett misses the shot, goes back up again, and he is hammered.
Great second effort there by Donye Burnett. And, you know, we've said this many times. He's one of those guys you don't know. He might have 4 points at halftime but wind up with 15 or 20. Just a real good, steady player.
Foul is on Mayer, his second, fourth Blackman team foul. And that puts Burnett at the charity stripe. He hit the first. And he will have another. Blackman subs. Three.
Sure is a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah. Something's going to happen here soon. Rogan is in the game. And Smotherman back in. Second free throw is missed. And Sales back in for the Blaze. 3-point lead for Blackman. Sales to Rogan. He has to just stop it and tip it back out in front of him. Great save there. Bounce pass to Smotherman. Turn spins. Now glides in baseline. Tries to dump it low, and Burnett there. It's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by the Warriors.
Blackman's kind of out of sync offensively. They've brought in, Coach Wortman has brought in McMiller back in and Smotherman and Cousins. They'd get a chance for them to have a little break and still maintain the lead.
Lob in to Sales. Glides in there from the right block. Just extended. No good. Rebound. Riverdale. Gray has the numbers. Bounce pass to Odom. Missed the shot. Oh, what a great pass. Blackman with the rebound, and here comes McMiller. Stutter steps at the left elbow. Lost it momentarily. Got it back. Now to Sales. They're pushed out near midcourt. Get it down low to Rogan. Rogan drives. Now McMiller stops. He says, okay, I'll let it fly. Missed the shot. Rebound Burnett. 13-10 Blackman with 4:23 to go in the first half of play. Burnett bounce pass over far side to Wilson. Now back outside. Three from the left wing. It's Odom for the first bank three, and we're tied. Tie ball game at 13 apiece. First bank three. Doughty goes out. Maybe he was already out. I think he was. Yep. McMiller bounce passes in to Cousin. Turn, spins, shot off the lip of the rim. Got his own rebound, powers his way in, off the glass.
First basket of the second quarter, and that was a huge basket by Cousin.
I think Cousin just came back in for Doughty. 15-13. Blackman back up. But for how long? Gray in the corner, three off the rim. No good. 3:29 left in the first half of play. McMiller coming near side. Gives it up to Sales. Sales, bounce pass in. Cousin, fadeaway. They're going to call a walk on Quindell Cousin. Four turnovers. Smyrna leads Oakland 11-9 at the end of the first. 11-9 at the end of the first. Smyrna 4 of 9 from the field, but they've hit their last two to take the lead from Oakland, 11-9. It's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Boys basketball. That one and this one will determine 4, 5, and 6 seeds in the district tournament. So hopefully we will know by game's end. Odom in the far corner. Ball rolling around, bouncing around. In there, Burnett, now three. Wilson! Right wing, first bank style.
How Burnett even saw him, I don't know, but he did.
Riverdale leads by one. Thompson, far side. Lob goes into Cousin. Off the glass, just that easy. Quindell Cousin, 8 points, and he hasn't played a lot of minutes. Advantage well, Blackman by one.
What Darius Thompson is outside, Cousins is inside.
Cantrell back to Burnett. Going to the far wing. Wilson again. No, just missed. Rebound put back Gray. No good. All around the rim for the Warriors that time and couldn't get anything to fall. McMiller with the rebound. Coming near side, Sales. Sales, the bounce pass in. Near side, turning on the block is Smotherman. Throws it back out for Thompson to reset. Passes and gets it back. Now Rogan for three. He spots. He shoots. He scores. First bank three. Near wing for Andrew Rogan. Plays back up by four after Riverdale led by one. 5-point swing. Gray in the corner double teamed and stepped out of bounds. Turnover Warriors. That's seven. Sales and Mayer back in. So the toss in. And Thompson's going to bring it down the floor. Thompson gives it over to Rogan here in the near corner. Around the horn. Thompson for three. Lets it go and no good. Rebound. A foul on the rebound. I think Thigpen got hacked. Boy, he's a big presence there in the paint. Foul. It was on Thigpen. Knew he was part of it, and it winds up being on Thigpen. So Blackman with the ball. No-look pass behind the back from Thompson. And how he saw him there, I don't know. And he had somebody there, and not a bad pass.
The pass was just a little bit – he couldn't get it out of his hand, it looked like.
Does he have eyes in the back of his head?
I think so.
And on the side and everywhere else? Toss from Thompson to Doughty. In the corner, Rogan comes to pick it up. Sets up, asks for a pick. Nobody there, so Thompson comes back out front to reset. 1 minute to play in the half. Rogan open from the left wing, blocked. Ball pulled out of there by Cantrell. Down the floor is Odom now, 48 seconds. A four-point lead for the Blaze, 42 seconds. Gray for two, long distance. No good here from the near side. Rebound Thompson. Thompson crossing the timeline now. Stutter steps, glides in the paint, off the glass. Oh, my goodness. Gliding through every Riverdale defender and still scored, Darius Thompson.
Don't you sometimes think he could just do that anytime he wanted to?
Oh, yes. And he passes so much. Wilson in the corner, bounce pass, lost it. Sales with 14 seconds, long pass up, finds Thompson. No look, what a pass! Doughty missed the shot, put back, oh my! Put back by Mayer. Now that's what you call Blackman basketball. That's what we've seen him do all year. And that's the end, ouch, of the first half of play. I just got pelted in the head by a roll of toilet paper, which is now all out on the floor. Halftime, 34-16. 34-16. And if you were afraid of the snow and you might not need to run to the store for bread and toilet paper, too bad. There's not any toilet paper left.
Not
unless
you
cut the Blackman.
For sure.
24-16.
No, they're picking it up. See, they did it, but they're going and picking it
that's
up.
That's right. That's right. We'll be right back. Blackman leads here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you.
Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, Reeve Sane Drugstore.
John, we do have a few scores to pass along to you. Here at halftime, of course, Blackman 24, Riverdale 16. Smyrna leading Oakland 22-19 with 3:27 left in the second quarter. And last score we had was Laverne 31, Siegel 20 at halftime. That one probably nearing the end of the third. Our game and the Smyrna-Oakland game are behind because of senior night at both locations. By the way, last night Smyrna girls beat Harpeth 62-46. The boys also won 41-31. And Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight highlighting the Smyrna freshman boys. Their freshman county champions, 52-40 win last night over Laverne. Smyrna freshman boys winners. That from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. John, as we mentioned earlier, in boys, 4, 5, and 6 still to be determined until the games are over tonight. If Smyrna wins over Oakland, they're going to be fourth. If Smyrna defeats Oakland and Riverdale beats Blackman, it's Smyrna 4, Riverdale 5, Oakland 6. If Oakland beats Smyrna and Blackman defeats Riverdale, Oakland could move up to 5th and Smyrna finish 4th and Riverdale 6th. So, and the Smyrna-Oakland game pretty close right there. This one pretty close, so we really don't know. If Riverdale beats Blackman and Oakland beats Smyrna, Riverdale will be 4, Smyrna 5, and Oakland 6th. So I don't know. Who do you rather play? And if you're number 6, you're going to play Laverne. I think, John, you want to be in that 4 or 5 game.
I think so.
That's going to put you in the bracket with Blackman, but you just got to get there. You know, a lot in these teams, you're just thinking you got to get there. So could it be a Riverdale-Oakland rematch? Well, it could.
Well, you sure don't want to face them in the first round.
Right.
You know, you want to get to that second game. And
Riverdale has matchup problems with Laverne. I mean, Kevin Woodson said, they play this team very well, but it's just matchup problems with Laverne.
I think really all three of those teams have matchup trouble with Laverne, except with the exception of maybe Smyrna. Smyrna can probably hang. I don't think they're as talented underneath the basket offensively, but they can rebound with them.
Well, that's one of their losses. Mm-hmm. Laverne's losses this year was to Smyrna. So, anyway, stats here at the halftime. Let me go ahead and give you the scoring here, and John can give you the team stats. From Bob Parks, Realtor, Sinet P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. 5 points for Donye Burnett, a first bank three for Steve Wilson, and 8 for Marcellus Odom, including 2 threes. For Blackman, 8 points for Quindell Cousin, 4 for Darius Thompson, 2 apiece for McMiller and Mayer and Smotherman, and a first bank three for Andrew Rogan. Nobody in foul trouble. That's your scoring. How about the team stats?
All right, Riverdale out-rebounded Blackman 12-10 in the first half. Riverdale shot 6 of 18 for 33%. They had 3 first bank threes. Blackman 10 of 24, 42%. They had 2 first bank threes on the evening in the first half. Riverdale went to the line 4 times, hit 1 for 25%. Blackman did not go to the free throw line in the first half. 7 turnovers for Riverdale and only 4 for Blackman. It was 13-7 Blackman at the end of the first quarter. They've upped that to an 8-point lead, 24-16 at half.
Well, those are your stats. At the end of 3, Laverne leads Siegel 52-41. 52-41, Laverne leading Siegel, that one in the third, going to the fourth, and we're going to a break. Coming back for the second half here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Premise Osteopedic and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Air's funeral home scoreboard, the biography of Brian Barrett, and much more.
John, Smyrna leads Oakland 29-28 just before half. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, it is halftime now. 30-28 Smyrna. So Smyrna leads 30-28 at half. And going into the fourth, it's Laverne 52, Siegel 41. And we're ready to go back to play here and start the second half. There's a technical foul that's been assessed to Blackman for the toilet paper that was thrown. Burnett missed the first but hit the second, so a technical foul was assessed. The official said, don't throw anything again. Barry Wertman said, okay. I think what happened was they didn't let enough time let the players get off the floor before they threw it. The buzzer had gone. It wasn't during play.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The only thing I can figure there. So anyway, Tomas Gray to toss in right here in front of us. You could reach out and touch him if you want. That's pretty big, John, in terms of Blackman was supposed to get the ball to start this half, too.
That's right. That's right.
Now the officials are conferring again. And they want to know about the possession arrow.
Not only a technical foul and Riverdale gets the ball, but look at all that money they spent on toilet paper.
Well, Kevin's pretty smart, if that's what he was asking about. Possession arrows in favor of Blackman now, though. I thought maybe he was asking about should I – not have the possession error too, but not the case. Drive in, Will Cantrell missed the shot. So out of all of that, Riverdale got one basket. 24-17. Thompson drives in there. Now McMiller. Bounce pass in the paint. Somehow saw Sales. His jumper no good. Rebound. Smotherman has it. Gives it up to Thompson in the corner. Now to Sales. They're moving right to left. Clad in the white tonight. Trimmed in orange are the Blackman Blaze. Solid Cardinal uniforms with gold numbers for the Warriors. Three by Sales is no good. Burnett brings it down the floor with the right hand, now the left. Now goes left with the left hand. Give it up to Odom. Odom comes near side now and finds Woodson. Dribbles between defenders. Now flips it over to Burnett in the paint. Gagne going to work. Gets the 2-point six-footer. And the lead is five for the Blaze. Lob down low. Going in, Cousin. Boy, he made that look easy. 10 points for Quindell Cousin.
Well, you just got to keep going to him if you're Blackman. You just want to make sure you get those easy, good shots. Those threes don't come as easy as that shot does.
Riverdale playing catch. Still in the front court. Blackman has spread them out tremendously. Gray going to drive, and somebody swipes at him. Sales, I think. Starting next week, well, let me just kind of give you the schedule of broadcasts coming up. Tomorrow night, late tomorrow night, about 8:30 or so, Rafferty Cleary will join me, and we'll have District 9A action from MTCS. Boys game, Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian School. The winner moves on, the loser goes home. Inbounds thrown away by Riverdale. Blackman with the ball. Then we'll be off until the next Thursday when the District 7 AAA tournament starts. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll play eight games and then four more games Monday and Tuesday of the following week. Cousin backs in there. Too high off the glass. Rebound Smotherman. His fadeaway missed. Not a very good possession for the Blaze there. Odom down the near sideline. Bounce pass in the corner. Gray open for three. Oh, in and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds by who? Dowdy, looks like. Thigpen coming in. Going out is Cantrell. Freeze coming in for Blackman. Going out is McMiller. Inbounds toss. Burnett missed the shot. Rebound, Thigpen, and now there's another foul. And this one on Thigpen, battling for the rebound. Logan is a big dude, isn't he?
He is. And
6'7".
Yeah.
Gliding in, Thompson misses the runner baseline. Going to be a foul out of bounds after the rebound. And the foul is on Burnett, I think. It is. That's his third. Freeze and Dowdy outside. Dowdy drives to the foul line, kicks it out here near side. I have no idea who has the ball. It's Thompson. He glides in, gets the triple team. Now Freeze has to run down a loose ball. Dowdy made a pass. He was open for three. Defender coming in, so he passed over to Freeze, but the pass deflected. Dowdy, left wing now. Back over to Freeze. Right wing. Thompson cuts through to get the ball. Stutter steps, draws the double team, now finds Freeze, left wing. Back out over to Thompson. 26-19, Blackman with the lead, 4:55 left in the third. Dowdy dribbles around to the right elbow, now back to Freeze. Freeze feeds inside. Smotherman, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Donye Burnett. Burnett down the floor, doesn't give it up, goes all the way in and is fouled. From coast to coast, Burnett hacked at the end of that one by Jake Freeze.
Blackman, make that Riverdale doing about as good a job inside as you possibly can against Cousins and Smotherman, and only really getting about one shot.
First one is up and good by Burnett. He's got nine. By the way, gave you the score. Smyrna 30, Oakland 28. Seven lead changes and five ties in that game. So far, Corby Yarborough covering that for the Daily News Journal. be in tomorrow morning's paper. Burnett now in double figures with 10. I think he's got 11 actually now.
End of the third, Laverne 52-51 over, or 52-41 over Siegel. You may have already given that, Brian.
Yeah, we had that one just a little earlier. That one in the fourth. Freeze drives in the lane. The two-footer no good. Got his own rebound after Riverdale had it. Threw it up there. Probably really a turnover for Riverdale. Not sure anybody had possession. Riverdale comes away with it now anyway. And from 20 feet, oh my, it's Donye Burnett letting it fly. 26-25, Blackman, Riverdale coming roaring back here. Freeze for three for the answer. No good, off the right side of the rim. Riverdale can take a lead on this possession. Burnett for three again. This one too high. Rebound tipped out. Run down by the Warriors. Bounce pass in the lane, going up. Shot is partially blocked. Now it is blocked. Psalms Duff in the game, and he had his first one blocked and then the second one rejected. Both clean blocks. And now whistles. What does that mean? No, making McMiller go back and sit down. He didn't get a chance to check in. Odom, bounce pass to Gray. Gray's three, rolls around the rim and out. Rebound, Mayer in the game. Thompson brings it down the floor in the corner. Three ball is up. The three ball by Dowdy, no good. And then a whistle on the rebound. Somebody was fouled. And it's going to be against Blackman. Maybe Sales. Nope. It's on Freeze. Jake Freeze, his second foul. And walking it down is Odom. 1 point Blackman lead. 2:55 left in the third. Odom back outside to Gray. Gray to Duff. He's double-teamed, finds Thigpen, bounce pass to Burnett, and there's a foul. That would have been a perfect opportunity there for Thigpen to go to the rack. But he elected to make the pass. Three ball, left wing, on the inbounds, Donye Burnett. Back-to-back, first bank threes for him, and Riverdale leads by two. They've done this before, this in the second quarter. Mayer outside here to Freeze. McMiller now dribbles in, flips it back out. Freeze to McMiller. He's at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Sales. Sales turns, spins, works on Thigpen, glides in, and Thigpen fouled him, they say.
Well, right now, Blackman's doing a lot of one-on-one stuff, and they really need to get back to basics. They've just kind of gotten out of sync, and Barry Wortman's starting to bring back some of the starters, but there's a lot of just get the ball and try to go one-on-one. It's just difficult to do.
Foul was actually on Odom. Apologize for that. Sales at the charity stripe. He hits his first. Got 4 points. First basket since the first quarter. Second one is good. Sales with five. Sales comes out. Gets a high five. We're tied at 28 now. 2 minutes, five ticks in the third. Odom flip over to Gray. Now Odom coming near side. Gets rid of it over to Burnett. Another three, and this one off the back of the rim. Duff with the rebound. Now Odom for three, has it blocked by Freeze. Got his own rebound, however. However, underneath, Thigpen missed the little runner baseline. Rebound, Dowdy. Crossing the timeline. Flips it over to Thompson. Thompson being ridden in there by Odom. And Odom going to pick up the foul. Minute 31 to play in the third. Tied at 28, Riverdale Blackman. Big rival game here, obviously. Dowdy, foul line. Now dribbles it back out. Freeze gets free in the corner briefly. Now has to get rid of it. Around the horn to Thompson. Thompson going to work off the screen. Drives in there. No look pass. Oh, my goodness. Jake Freeze, the recipient of one of the best passes I've seen all year from Darius Thompson.
Well, how he can thread that needle, man. I'm telling you, he just knows where everybody is on the floor.
58 seconds and counting. Duff in the far corner. Gets it back, drives baseline. Going to be thrown away. Tried to knock it off of Smotherman's, but Smotherman picks it up to Thompson. Thompson stutter steps, left wing. Burnett bothering him. He's got to be careful. Burnett's got three fouls. Thompson with 33 seconds. Going to back it back out, and they may hold for one. It appears that is the case. 23 seconds. Odom going to come out and pick up Thompson. He flips it out to Freeze, gets rid of it. Cousin, top of the key with 15. Now right side, way out there. Thompson with 12 in the corner. Dowdy fakes the three, doesn't take it. Now Freeze. Freeze with 7 with 6. He was wide open with 4 with 3. Thompson, he's got 2, works off a screen with 1, partially blocked, and that's the end of the third quarter. With your score, Blackman 30, Riverdale 28. Stay with us. The fourth quarter coming up on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness,
the dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Prentice Also Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Midas and Murfreesboro shift change the game. Stats, Jennings and Ayers, team on scoreboard, and more.
Well, here we are, the fourth quarter. Haven't settled much. 30 to 28. Ball goes out of bounds on Blackman's end, and now there's going to be a foul on 1-2. And that would be Odom, I believe. It is. Thompson looking to toss in. Looking, and finds Dowdy. Speaking of number 12. Works between the rings. Now in the far corner. Thompson, no look pass here near side to Freeze. Nothing there for him. Blackman resets. Thompson gives it up to Dowdy. Now Dowdy tries to feed back inside to Thompson. Has it stripped away. Down the floor, Odom. Gray. No foul called. Freeze. And now they say jump ball. Players tangle. And everybody's cool, it looks like. Yes.
Well, there really wasn't anything to get upset about. Dowdy rolled over Odom, but Marcellus wasn't doing anything but trying to keep his face from being crushed on the floor.
Gray tosses in. Finds Burnett, turns, spins, flips it back out to Odom. Odom drives, flips it up there, rejected by Freeze. Thompson crossing the timeline now. Thompson explodes to the basket, goes in for the two-handed jam, and missed it. Rebound, Burnett. Burnett glides, rejected by Freeze. There's a foul before it. And now a technical foul, I think. Yes. Okay, a lot to unsort here.
Well, Donye Burnett started clapping pretty feverishly, and I don't know whether that's...
Foul is on Smotherman. I think the technical foul is on Freeze, I think. We'll check it. They haven't announced it yet. Free throw by Burnett. He's shooting technical fouls. Burnett at the line misses the first. He will have another one. And then I think has two more. Shot it. Got it. Burnett. The technical foul was on Burnett. There you go. You're right, John. Unfortunately, that's his fourth foul, too. It counts as a personal.
Well, he got pretty much creamed as he was going in, and then after the foul was called, he clapped quite enthusiastically. And, you know, I don't know. That, to me, that's – I don't know if that's – they're thinking that's taunting or whatever, but I think he let his emotions get away with him. But, you know, we got a 30-29 game. It's pretty emotional.
Against the number one team of the district, and you're fighting to stay out of the cellar. At the foul line, McMiller hit the first. The second one is up, and the second one is no good. So both of them hit one of two there. John, there's a new score right there if you can. Laverne beat Siegel 73-67. 73-67 Laverne. That is the final on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 73-67. Laverne a winner. Out front, driving down the lane is Smotherman. He's going to be hacked by Thigpen. 31-29 is your score here. Blackman leading. And going to the foul line is going to be Smotherman, I think. Foul is on Cantrell. I thought it was Thigpen. Apologize for that.
And Smotherman, who has been relatively quiet tonight, with a chance to go to the free throw line.
He misses the first. Last score we had, Oakland 40, Smyrna 36, with 3:57 left in the third quarter. 40-36, Oakland. Last score we had for you. Smotherman's second one. This one is good. Terrence hit one of two. Had a great night, I guess it was Tuesday, against Siegel. 32-29. Blaze. Down the floor. The Warriors. Gray. Got to get rid of it. Gray looking around. Passes. Tries to get it to Thigpen, and then Thigpen fouls.
Well, you know, that had disaster written all over it as nobody came to Gray to help him out. And then he tried to throw it across court, and you just can't do that and get away with it very often.
Well, there was no way Thigpen was getting through there either, John, because he was well covered, and he just plowed over people. It's three for Thigpen at the foul line. Alec McMiller. Shot it and got it. So give him another. 1-1 now. Sagamon. Shot it and got it. Connects on both. McMiller, 34-29, and a timeout. Riverdale, which we will take as well here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Jennings & Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings & Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Call us at 893-5064 or come by our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza, Craig's Tank Service, and AG Sporting Goods. 34-29 our score, 6:23 to go in this one. Brian?
Thank you,
by the way,
Dickens.
That's Blackman leading for the listeners at home.
The Laverne-Siegel game, Laverne 73, Siegel 67. That has no bearing on the 4, 5, and 6 seeds. Driving to the basket, there's a block. The basket's going to count for Will Cantrell. I'm sorry, by Tomas Gray. And he's going to shoot the plus one. Well, that's a big help for Riverdale, isn't it?
Yeah, they needed that badly.
So standing at the line, number 15. Spin of the basketball in the right hand, two left-handed dribbles, another spin in the right hand. Shot it, missed the plus one. Rebound Smotherman. Gives it up to Thompson, and Thompson walks it across the timeline. His team leading by three with 6 minutes to go in the game. Works off a pick, Thompson glides in there. Tries to feed underneath to Cousin. Cousin lost the ball, then Odom stepped out of bounds. Well, so Blackman's ball.
Still plenty of time left in this one, and I mean, it's close.
Lob, McMiller tips it around and lost, but then picked up. Never controlled, so Blackman dodges a bullet. Thompson with 5:45. Works off a pick, goes far side, glides in there. And gets tied up. Steve Wilson tied him up. Jump ball goes to Blackman. Donye Burnett with four fouls is coming in. This is huge. If you're a Riverdale fan, you want to keep Burnett in there, and he's playing with four fouls. That technical counted as a personal.
About got to have him. I mean, you know, for this stretch.
He's been out for a couple of minutes, and you've maintained Sales. Turn, spins. He's working on the far side. McMiller cuts through. Sales, top of the key. Now back to McMiller. Sales drives from the left elbow. Kicks it back out to Thompson. Underneath, Cousin knifes his way in there. Rolls around the lip of the rim. Slowly rolls off the far side. A battle for the rebound. Going back up, Cousin. Jump ball. It's Riverdale basketball. So Riverdale will have the ball, trailing by three with 5:10 to go in the game.
I know there's still plenty of time, but why do I think this is a big trip down the floor for Riverdale?
It's just your gut instinct. Wilson for three, no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound over the back, Gray. So that is the first for Gray, I think. I've done a horrible job of keeping up with the fouls. I will try to do better. 44-38, Oakland leads Smyrna, end of the third quarter. Oakland scored on 5 of 6 possessions during one stretch in there. That a tweet from the DNJ's Corby Yarborough. 1-1, missed by Cousin, and then Cousin going to be fouled again. Will Cantrell should be, yes. That's Will's second foul. And at the line once again stands Quindell Cousin. The good news, if you're a Blackman fan, you're in the double bonus now. Shot it and got it. A lot of times, that's when teams start to hit them, when they're in the double bonus, because there's no pressure to hit that first
one. Right.
Shot it and got it. How about that? Cousin with 12 points tonight. Timeout on the floor. 36-31, five-point Blackman lead with 4:55 left to play on State Farm Prep Basketball.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
What does it mean when we say going the extra mile? This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care. For us, it means showing you exactly what it will take to fix your vehicle before putting unnecessary labor into the job. It means being honest and fair to our customers. Going the extra mile means checking tire pressures, lights, and other extras with a standard oil change. We look forward to visiting with you at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. 4:55 to go on this one. It's 36-31, Blackman. Brian?
44-38, Oakland leading Smyrna on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Last scores we had there. Riverdale's ball, they trail by five with 4:45 to go. Burnett to Gray. Gray's three, in and out. Rebound, Thigpen wrapped around him, held him. He doesn't really understand why he got the foul, but John, I don't think you can bear hug, can you?
No, I don't think so. And
there's no bear hugging in basketball.
Logan couldn't get position there, and so he just kind of wrapped himself up.
That's his fourth foul, by the way. At the foul line, Cousin. Five-point lead is now six. Quindell Cousin with 13. He is the leading scorer for Blackman. Burnett has 18 for the Riverdale Warriors. Shot it and got it. Cousin with 14. Lead is 7. That's as large as it's been in a while. Four and a half to play. As soon as Odom crosses the timeline now. And stolen away. Almost re-stolen by Odom. But Cousin keeps control. As Thompson, Smotherman glides in, baseline, scores. Terrence Smotherman going to work. Lead is 9 now for the Blaze.
Best move by Smotherman of the night.
Gray gives it up. Burnett down low. Salms Duff now 3, looked over by Wilson. Well covered, turning, spinning in the lane. Shot won't go for Gray, but he's fouled by Smotherman. John, this has been an emotional game, as you would expect with these two teams, rivals.
And a hard fought underneath the basket. They've really battled underneath with each other.
Gray hit the first free throw. This is all good if you're a Riverdale fan and you're trailing with the clock stopped at 4 minutes and you're at the line shooting. Second one, this one rolls, bounces around, and falls for Gray. Cuts the Blackman lead to 7. I think Barry Wertman may slow it down here just a tad. They do this very well. Sales cuts through left wing. Cousin, top of the key, back over to Thompson, right wing. Cutting through. McMiller, foul line, nothing there. Gives it back up to Sales, far side, and now reset. That took about 30 seconds. in the corner. Sales drives baseline, dumps it low to Smotherman. Turns, spins in the lane, gives it up. Thompson, what a move! Darius Thompson.
A little Jordan-esque there.
He's got six.
Hang time. Hang time on prime time.
There you go. Burnett to Duff. Lost the ball. Just had it taken away from him by McMiller. Running the floor down the lane for the layup, Thompson. Thompson with eight. 44-33. Blackman on a run. Burnett, now Gray. Gray for three from way out there. No good. Rebound tipped up. Odom blocked. Odom got it back. Too short off the lip of the rim. Rolling around. Odom on the floor. Flips it over and running it down his Sales. Long pass up. Thompson. How about a slam? Darius Thompson with 10.
Five consecutive baskets for Blackman. Trying to put it away here.
46-33. And is it a timeout? No. We'll be out of bounds, Riverdale.
Well, that's unusual. Everybody got together and had a little huddle.
I heard a whistle, and I thought maybe there could have been some type of foul after the basket. But that may be the exclamation mark in this game. 2:24 to play. It's going to be a push on Sales. Maybe. No, McMiller. And that puts Riverdale at the line. I think shooting, no, last time 1-1. Double bonus next time. Subs coming in. McMiller going out. Dowdy coming in. Steve Wilson going out. And Woodson coming in for him. Burnett, first one good. He'll get another. 19 points for Donye. If he hits this one, he will have 20. 12-point lead for the Blaze. Shot it. Missed it. Little short. Rebound. Tipped away. Saved by Riverdale. And Burnett flips it over to Gray, and he scores.
Almost looked like Burnett missed that free throw on purpose, didn't it?
It almost does look like that. They get a three-point play out of it. Driving the lane, it's not going to matter because Quindell Cousin runs baseline and scores. Lead back at 12 with a minute 57 to play. Burnett stops to Duff. Duff gets this three-pointer off. No good. Rebound. Burnett goes up. He's hacked by K.J. Dowdy. Two shots for Donye Burnett. Don't forget, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner on the air tomorrow morning here on WGNS. 9 until 11 with Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30. And then we'll have Blue Raider basketball. It's Blue Out over at the Murph. 20 points now for Burnett. He hit that free throw.
So the tie will not be cast tomorrow.
No. Not tomorrow. Burnett hits the second one. 52-52, Oakland Smyrna tied. 3:39 left in the fourth. That on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Inbounds, tossed away. Riverdale basketball. Blackman could not get it inbounds, so it should be. Is it Blackman or Riverdale? Couldn't see where he pointed. Riverdale basketball.
Turnover number 7 for Blackman.
Burnett, 3 from the corner. No good. Rebound Sales. Thompson looking up the floor. Now explodes in a triple team. And that's going to be on who? If it's Burnett, he's done. Foul is on 1-2. It is not on Burnett. It's on Marcellus Odom. That's his 4th. 48-38 with a minute 48 to go. And at the foul line, Darius Thompson. Shot it. Got it. Darius Thompson had 4 points coming into this quarter, John. He's got 11 now.
Yeah. He can put it on in the crunch time.
Missed it. Rebound tipped out. Guess who has it? Darius Thompson. Blackman trying to spread the floor, and they do. McMiller back to Thompson. Minute 38 to play. Riverdale going to be forced to foul if they're going to do that. McMiller drives, now kicks it out to Sales. Blackman playing keep away. They're waiting on the foul, and Woodson does everything he can to McMiller to make him to get the foul. He even took a couple of dribbles for him.
Yeah, Brad was a little disappointed they didn't call that earlier on him.
Foul is on Woodson. It's his first. Oakland scored three straight possessions to tie the game at 52 with 3:20 left. Oakland Smyrna tied. Freeze coming in. Josh Mayer coming in. Going out. Smotherman. And Sales for the Blackman Blaze. First one was good for McMiller. Here's the second. Shot it and got it. So two free throws for Deuce. Mr. McMiller. 51-38. As was the case in the girls' game, this score is going to be deceiving. Duff, bounce pass in the corner. Wilson for three. No good. Off the front of the rim. Going to look like a pretty comfortable Blackman win. But
it was just for three quarters. Like the girls' game, yeah. You know.
It was not. Long pass up, freeze. Now McMiller back over to Thompson. Darius penetrates, now flips it back out to freeze, now gets it back. All but over now, 45 seconds. Thompson glides in the paint, now flips it back out to freeze, back to McMiller. Riverdale not going to foul. 35 seconds. McMiller steps in, steps out. Breaks the count from Woodson. 20 seconds. McMiller with 15. Gives it over to Freeze. And now the foul. Burnett. Yes, Mr. Burnett said he's done. So Donye will take a seat.
You know, it's been a really a tough senior year for Donye Burnett, but with Vary with health situation Brian, you got to give him credit. He has never quit, and he's really a fine player, and just gives everything he's got on the floor every time he goes out there.
Smyrna 58, Oakland 56. Minute 59 left. The last score we had out of the Smyrna Oakland game. Freeze misses a free throw. Got some newbies in the game here for the Blaze. Marquand Gant makes his way in. Another one or two. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, flip shot up there, no good. Battled around. Ball rolling downhill this way. Nobody to pick it up. 2.9, and Riverdale will inbound. This was all over but the shouting, and we're about to hear it from the Blackman fans. There's the toss in, touched by Cantrell, lets one fly from midcourt, off the top of the backboard, and that's it. Final tonight, 51-38. 51-38, Blackman Blaze a winner. 51-38. Blackman going to improve to 9-1 on the year in the district and win their 20th game tonight, where the Riverdale Warriors fall to 12-14, 2-8 on the year. Stay with us. When we come back, we will have the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show. Lots to talk about, lots to do. So hope you'll hang in here with us on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. By the way, Smyrna leads 60-58. Oakland has the ball, a minute 23 to play. We'll have much more on that game coming up.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Well, after a long period of time of having trouble getting in fresh oysters, they're finally back. Our oysters are served fresh on the half shell, steamed, or fried. They come right out of the Gulf, they're fresh and delicious, and we're serving them up here only at Toots Restaurant. The original Toots, at the corner of Broad Street and Medical Center Parkway, 301 Sam Ridley Parkway West in Smyrna, and our newest location, and that's 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater. Just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric. Having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.